It's time for KCCU Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
I decided to make shish kebabs for supper. I marinated the meat in olive oil, wine, and teriyaki sauce, chunked up a fresh pineapple, tomatoes, and a Vidalia onion. Yum, I thought, carefully stabbing it all onto metal skewers and popping them into the oven under high broil. 3 times I opened the oven door and leaned in to give them a turn. They were delicious. After supper, we went out on the patio to enjoy the cool of the evening. "What's that funny smell?" I asked my husband. "What funny smell?" I sniffed the air, trying to define it specifically. "It's kind of like how firecrackers smell after they've been set off," I tried to explain. "Well, it's getting close to the 4th of July. Maybe someone has been shooting firecrackers early," he reasoned. He sniffed a couple of times. "But I don't smell anything." "No," I continued. "It's more like the old-fashioned permanent waves women used to get," a definition that definitely dated me, I realized. He dutifully walked from one side of the yard to the other to see if he could detect any strange odors that might signify a crisis he had to take care of. "I don't smell a thing," he informed me firmly, sitting down in the porch swing in a way that signaled, "and I'm not getting up again because you smell something funny." We sat quietly for a while, listening to the mockingbirds, watching for hummingbirds, admiring the red hibiscus blossoms and the pink hollyhocks. We didn't have to say, along with James Russell Lowell, "and what is so rare as a day in June? Then, if ever, come perfect days." We just sat there together and companionably thought about it. Still, it was a little less perfect June day because of that funny smell. I looked disapprovingly at my husband. "Maybe it's your cigarette," I suggested. "It's not my cigarette," he retorted. "My cigarette doesn't smell any differently than it did yesterday." I remembered reading about some cigarettes that were recalled, but decided not to pursue it. I ignored the funny smell, and we sat peacefully until the flowers and hummingbird feeder blended into the dark. Although I still thought it was odd, my husband couldn't smell anything peculiar. As I was brushing my teeth before going to bed, I happened to glance in the mirror. I was horrified to see that my bangs were singed from one side to the other. I rushed into my husband. "My bangs are singed," I exclaimed. I brushed my hand through them to show him, and bits of scorched hair drifted to the floor. "So that was a funny smell," I said. "I was smelling my own fried hair." "Why do you wear bangs anyway?" he asked, trying not to laugh. I glared at him. "That's not the question here." "Oh," he said, "how in the world did you do that?" he finally thought to ask. I thought back. "The shish kebabs, the broiler on high, leaning in 3 times to look." "Shish," I said. "I kebabbed my hair." And that's why they call them shish kebabs.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life. Slice of Life can also be heard anytime through KCCU's podcast. Learn more by going to kccu.org.